Good morning, podcast listeners. Welcome back to Quotely, where we unravel the context, history, people, and stories behind the motivational quotes that you find and post about on social media. I'm your host, Gordon, a.k.a. Greybeard Runs with a Z and Grey with an E, and here on Quotely, we are about delivering motivational and inspirational quotes to you every morning at 6 a.m. Why? Because I believe in fighting the war against status quo living and apathy. Apathy being a lack of feeling and devotion or interest about your own life. You may be familiar with the author Henry David Thoreau. He wrote a book called Walden, and in that book he said the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. Quotely exists to inspire you right now, this morning, to shake off desperation and embrace the idea of waking up, living well, and repeating that strategy every single day. Let's jump into it. Folks, welcome back to the podcast. So every Friday morning, we have typically been dropping an interview with a normal, average, everyday person just like you and I, but people who are taking steps, doing things that are unique to them, that are pushing themselves forward. Unfortunately, I have not been able to, and I have been lacking opportunity to push myself forward in certain circumstances because of the weight of trying to get these interviews off every single Friday. It's been tough to do, to be completely honest with you. Even though they are only happening once a week, I have to book these things well in advance. I have to do the research and find the folks to do them. And it can be very tough to kind of plan and put that stuff together. And I just simply don't have enough time in the day. Even getting up at 5 a.m., I still have found myself without enough time to get that thing done. So I'm having to put it on the back burner for now. I do hope to get back to it. I'm looking forward to doing those again. I do think they're helpful and valuable to hear from people just like you and I who are doing things like that. So I am hoping to get back to it. It's just on hold. Let's just say it's on hold for now, okay? All right, so listen, every single day we are going to continue Monday through Friday to drop the podcast to you every morning at 6 a.m. so you can have a little bit of motivation and inspiration to get your day going with your coffee or tea, because after this week, I know you're all starting a morning routine, right? You're all going to bed early. You're all starting a routine. You're putting into place a process and a system that is going to help you become that better version of yourself, right? All right. Fantastic. Here's your quote for Friday morning. Excellence is not a skill. It's an attitude. And that comes from Ralph Marston. Ralph Marston is an author. He's written a number of books. He's written The Daily Motivator to Go, Living the Wonder of It All, The Power of 10 Billion Dreams, and Get Stuff Done. So go check him out when you get a second. So friends, here's my take, my two cents on excellence. I liked his quote because it put less emphasis on perfection. I think it's very easy to read something like that and to immediately think, wow, that's a lofty goal to do everything excellent, because excellence is about being the best, right? Striving to be better. But I think when we think about excellence, when we think about striving for excellence, and maybe excellence for you is really striving to pursue the virtues of life, right? His take on it is excellence is more of an attitude. There is an eye toward delivering quality in your life. Because people, frankly, you're not born excellent. You're not born perfect. That is absolutely clear as a bell. Just turn on the news, flip through Facebook. It's very clear. None of us are born to be perfect. None are born excellent. Yet we have this ability as human beings to cultivate over a period of time through blood, sweat, and tears and good old-fashioned hard work and being smart about the work, that we can strive for excellence, that we can strive, we can have longevity in the things that we pursue. Obviously, in the things that you want to pursue, I think need to be wise and they need to be smart. and they need to be full of morality, integrity, honesty, and really a pursuit of other, the pursuit of otherness, I guess you might say, not necessarily yourself, right? As we said at the beginning of the week, it's about creating opportunities for yourself to be better so that you can help the rest of the world, to help your neighbor, to help the person that you're married to, your kids, your family, your neighborhood, the community that you live in, the city, the town, the nation that you are a part of. And I know there are people all over the world who are listening to this podcast. Specifically, there is Mountain View, California, here in my home state of Virginia. There are people in England, Australia, Germany, and I think even France was listed on some of the stuff that I was looking at just yesterday on the host platform here, anchor.fm. So wherever you are, strive for excellence. I hope this has been valuable for you this week. I hope that you have found it motivating and maybe inspirational. But remember, motivation and inspiration can get you started, but at the end of the day, it's the work that's going to make it happen and help you feel better about yourself and about the things that you're doing in your life. All right, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Remember, you can subscribe, rate, and comment on the podcast. You can follow me at graybeardruns.wordpress.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. All the links you need are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, folks. Remember to always push forward, always onward. Have a fantastic weekend. In today's marketplace, you're not just looking for a job, you're looking for a career and an employer that best aligns with your needs and life goals. The My Career Fit Employment Podcast provides career seekers an opportunity to hear directly from top employers, discuss their company, mission, vision, what they do, culture, and of course, their career opportunities in greater detail in a new and creative podcast format, My Career Fit. For employers, My Career Fit is able to deliver more than just a handful of bullet points from a traditional job posting. Employers get to tell their story, and talented individuals like you get to find the right fit for their career. Career seekers can find and follow My Career Fit on our LinkedIn business page, Facebook, and Twitter, and listen to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as Amazon Alexa. Employers can email us today at findafitnow@gmail.com. That's findafitnow, F-I-N-D-A-F-I-T-N-O-W@gmail.com.